Good morning, it's Joseph here. It's the 2nd of November 2012. It's, what time is it? It's about 8:20 a.m. and I'm sitting on the sofa at home. What a beautiful day. I can see Mount Fuji out there to the west, snow-capped, stunning clear skies right across Tokyo. Absolutely gorgeous. And I've just woken up from a night with some pretty full-on dreams, and the last dream I remember, I was working with a bunch of friends, and I can't quite remember exactly who it was, but we were working somewhere that had been affected by a disaster, something like a tsunami, perhaps like the disaster in New York and New Jersey, and we knew that there were some really scary monsters out there. So we were staying in a kind of safe house on the second floor of this safe house where we knew the monsters wouldn't come, the big monsters wouldn't come. But what we started to discover when we stayed there was at night all these little monsters came out into the rooms, these little creatures, which were somehow almost alien-like and scary. One of them in particular I remember is this creature. It's about 3 centimeters diameter and it's shaped like a ball, and it rolls around under the carpet, and then what it does is it cuts a little hole in the carpet and it shoots 10 balls, which are about 1 centimeter in diameter, through the carpet. And then so it spreads like that, and then there's more, you know, they multiply, they take over. And I saw this creature rolling under the carpet, and I thought, should I stomp on it? But I didn't, because it was cruel, and actually more than that, I was afraid of what would happen if I stomped on it. And for some reason... I think it was, that's right, one of those appeared, and there are all these balls coming out, and I got quite scared. So I went outside to a safe area, and I put my foot on outside. The following day, I was with friends, with some friends who I know very well, who I'm actually going to be going to an event with tonight, and I think this is what played into this part of the dream. I was with them at the event, and then I looked out the window, and I suddenly realised it was raining. And so I went outside, and I saw my futon was completely wet and drenched, and I knew it was full of those little creatures, those little balls. And so it represented this fear and it was only when it had become drenched by the rain that I actually thought, I should just throw that away. And it occurred to me when I woke up that actually over the past 2 months, fear has come to dominate my daily life. And I hadn't realised it until this morning, in that I have a lot of projects happening, and a lot of them require me to do a lot of thinking and new territory. There's a lot of stuff which requires me to push myself beyond my comfort zone. Most of the projects do, in a way. And because I no longer have the full-time job and the security of being able to kind of fit into a pre-existing system, I'm having to create my own ecosystem in a way. And what I see then, what I now recognize as of this morning, is even relatively simple tasks which I know I can do very well, I've allowed fear to unconsciously make them into something that's a huge challenge, and consequently I'm not facing them as quickly and as effectively as I could, and they are becoming a real burden. So thinking about it now, I do recognize this, and of course, what's the way to overcome them? Well, it's just to throw out the fear, just like the futon, just get on and do it. But of course I didn't do that before because I didn't really recognize it. But that's quite a realization I've had this morning. Okay, out of time. Goodbye.